to a container carrying content going to a continent. But the question is this: what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that sees a need and fixes the need and meets the need and provides solution to the need.
The word of God is the fire above. Join Peter Neil Olawande, pastor of RCCG Living City Church, Victoria Island, Lagos, for another exclusive encounter with God's word. Stay blessed.
Thank you. message this morning is what? It is God. And He's all together. Follow me 8:18. Follow me 8:18. Remember that God, your God, gave you the strength to produce all this wealth. Give me KJV, please. Sounds a great word. Can I get a better microphone, please? So it's just how to get that. Can you give me a wired microphone? It's not just how to get well, but I want to introduce the spirit of well. I'm going to be introducing you to the spirit of well.
Christ, the very man being Christ is a new creation. Paul says, and Christ became poor. Now what? So why will Christ become poor and you still remain poor? Something is wrong with you. Anybody that wants to access true wealth must first have a contact with Jesus. To access true wealth in life, need to first have a contact with Jesus, because only Jesus can produce wealth. Pastor Luke will teach you 2 Samuel how to create wealth, make money, but we will start from this place this morning that there is no wealth outside Christ. Why? Because the essence of the money is for the kingdom. For that is the kingdom. Can God trust you with finances? God wants to give money to people, but yet God does not drop money in people's hand. God drops knowledge. What God does is that God drops ideas. But where can we find the ideas? Ideas is in Christ. Anybody that has Christ has ability to see money inside mess. The first billionaires of the world, they became billionaires because they were born again. Not until now, whereby you see an unbeliever becoming richer than us, an unbeliever becoming better than us. Why? They understood what you don't know. Every tall prosperity answers to a deity. What I say? Every tall prosperity one answers to a deity. There is no rich man in this world that has no deity. It's either it is God or mammon or one thing. Because money is a spirit. Money is what? It's a spirit. That is the love of money is what? The root of what? Why? Why? Spiritual thing. So the first foundation for wealth is that you understand that God, any money you give to me is your money.
And I will do it, I will make it quick. I will reveal my knowledge to men, because my knowledge will transcend to the kingdom expansion. And I'm making it real in time. It's going to be fast, so fast, that men will assess the realms. And in it, there will be prosperity to prove it. Because it's going to spread all over the world. I'm going to release the prosperity to move it. Because for my prosperity, my church shall be spread abroad. And this is what I am about to do. And it's going to come fast, so fast, so fast. But it's for kingdom-minded people. Any resources that comes to my hand is for his assignment. You have not seen anything yet. The order is coming. The establishment of the Abrahamic order of prosperity is coming. It's coming so strong upon you. I'm going to release it so mighty upon my people. And the Spirit shall spread upon them. They shall not do anything contrary, because what I give to them is what they give back to me. But because in their giving back is in their multiplication. Because I'm going to spread this abroad. I'm going to raise more men. I'm going to raise more mighty men to advance my kingdom. The enemy is applying to advance their kingdom, rather crush my kingdom. But yet I'm going to raise mighty men, kingdom men, strong men.
men who are young, who are frail but mighty, because I'm going to put my spirit upon them like a place upon better than, and they shall know how to do things, and in this knowing how to do things, I'm going to release the resources to make things done, because by this my kingdom shall be spread abroad, not just in the four walls of the church, but in the streets, in the place of work, in the workplace. They are going to shut down the gates of darkness, they are going to put down the mighty gates, they are going to put down the ancient gates, they are going to put down the gates, the systems of the world. The systems are rising, but yes, men are rising. Men, they are raising their systems, but this cannot come to my agenda, because my agenda is the wealth of the kingdom. This wealth belongs to me. The only copy is agenda, and I'm going to release it to my own. It's going to come down so strong upon them, and they're going to know what to do with it, because I'm going to give them wisdom and not to do it. They might look small, they might look frail. People wonder where they get it from, but it's going to come right from me, because when it comes from me, they are going to operate in this nation, and men receive kingdom power. Money is going to be a spirit, a tool for
Ele é uma maneira de ver, 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 ele é uma
Hold all the hands under your neighbor. Hold the hands under your neighbor. Can you try to sit down? Everybody just try and sit. Try and sit. Those chairs are carrying something. Oh, don't introduce to the word of the Spirit. And it is God that gives them the power to get well. Whatever your heart desire, can you take that? Oh.
it down. Let's fire, take it down. Take it down, take it down. Take it down, take it down. All of that is there, all of that is down.
I say, I wish you Lord Jesus. I'm sorry for my sins. Have mercy upon me. Forgive me. I believe that I am your Father. I confess that you are your Son. Come into my heart. Make me brand new. To ask your soul. I will be your Son and your Father. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you, your sin now in the name of Jesus. His presence is with you.
Help me to know you. love you.
Help me to stay. Any soup that is not warmed, we what? We go stale. Only God is our warmth. He keeps warming us every morning. He keeps charging us. Love of God is the warming machine. Love of God is not just microwave, it's a gas cooker, industrial gas. He keeps putting us on fire every morning. As long as we are on fire, we cannot be stained. So, in case you are not stained, you will be stained. Lift up those two hands. All eyes closed. Look at the cross. Say, Jesus, I love you. You're going to sing that song. Sing that song with your heart this morning for love. Shut up, Aleka Dabos.
Glory to God for another explosive encounter. Don't be hearers alone, but doers of the word. For prayers, counseling, and inquiries, contact us at danielolawande@gmail.com and social media platforms at Daniel Olawande. Stay blessed.